40 bills approved in Parliament since January 2015, Firearms Amendment Act passed in the lower house, and SEZ's regime hailed as an opportunity for further growth. We'll tell you more in this edition of House Matters. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're giving a gift or treating yourself, buy energy-efficient appliances and save on energy bills. Look for Energy Star certified products which use less energy and can save you money. Also, large or oversized electronics can increase your electricity bill, so get the product that best suits your needs and budget. Buy energy-efficient electronics and save this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Firearms Amendment Act 2015 was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, December 8. National Security Minister Peter Bunting, who piloted the bill, said his ministry will conduct a major review of the Firearms Act in order to address challenges encountered by several stakeholders as well as to meet international treaty obligations.
The bill seeks to amend Section 29 of the Firearms Act by deleting subsection 7. Section 29(7) of the Act provides as follows. Where the application for a license or a certificate is refused, the applicant may, on the presentation of a certificate to that effect from the authority, obtain from the collector of taxes a refund of the duty paid in respect of that application.
The bill also seeks to amend paragraph 14(4) of the third schedule to allow for a change of the financial year of the Firearms Licensing Authority, the FLA, from the 12-month period ending on August 31 to the period ending March 31 each year. The Firearms Act regulates the ownership and use of firearms and ammunition. It was first passed in 1967 and has been subsequently amended. The House of Representatives has passed 41 bills since the start of the 2015 calendar year. Leader of Government Business in the House, Philip Paulwell, says 28 orders and resolutions were approved, 37 ministerial statements made, 27 questions answered, and 10 committee reports adopted.
Not only did we go about our regular business with diligence, but we also took time to host the Right Honourable David Cameron, MP, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, at a joint sitting of the members of the Senate on September 30 this year.
Minister Paulwell adds that the House passed three bills required to enable Jamaica to de-link from the UK Privy Council and to subscribe to the Caribbean Court of Justice, the CCJ, in its appellate jurisdiction.
The three CCJ bills passed by this House, they are now before the Senate for consideration.
The Parliament also passed the Special Economic Zones, SEZs Act, which seeks to implement a comprehensive regulatory framework for the operation of SEZs. And Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says through the new Special Economic Zones SEZ's regime, government is seeking to build a robust and modern framework that will not only benefit international investors, but the Jamaican economy as a whole. Senator Golding was speaking in the Senate last Friday where the SEZ bill was passed with 15 amendments. Senator Golding, who piloted the bill, said it represents an exciting opportunity for greater investment, employment, and growth in Jamaica.
This legislation provides critical support to the government's thrust to leverage Jamaica's areas of competitive advantage by focusing on the development of a logistics-based economy.
He said it is envisioned that SEZs will attract new economic activities supported by the provision of new infrastructure. It will also allow domestic suppliers to sell to companies located in the special economic zones and become a part of the global supply chain. The SEZ bill, which repeals the Jamaica Export Free Zones Act, also makes provision for establishment of an SEZ authority and a fund to support the development anticipated from the activities of these zones. The new bill was arrived at following extensive consultation and input from ministries, departments and agencies across government, the private sector, academia, key stakeholders and the general public, along with local and international technical assistance. That's it for this edition of House Matters. As Parliament takes a break for 2015, join us again in 2016 when both houses will resume their weekly sittings.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.